Hello, hello, and welcome. You are listening to Love, Joy, and Languages, a podcast about loving languages and finding joy in learning them. For anyone who isn't yet acquainted with this show, I am Heidi, and I'm here to share all the fun and not so fun aspects of language learning as I've experienced them as an adult language learner. I'm going to start today with a story. So recently I was doing a listening exercise in my Italian B2 exam prep book, and the audio was describing five books, and I had to write down the adjectives that I heard when I was listening. So at the end, when I was done, I checked my work, and the fourth book on the list had the word fondamentale, and I didn't catch that one. So I went back and listened again, and I still didn't hear it. So I listened to the whole track again, and I still didn't hear it. And then I started to completely doubt myself because the answers in the book said that the word fondamentale was there. Then I downloaded the transcripts. I read the whole thing and I was right. Not only was fondamentale not in the description of this book, but it wasn't in the entire listening track at all. And this was probably just some human error that wasn't caught in editing. Maybe the first time they did it, they had that adjective in it, but whenever they did edits later, they took it out and forgot to take it out of the answers. Whatever the reason, the amount of doubt I had in myself when I saw the answers written there in the book and didn't hear the word over and over, this was like three times I didn't hear it. I had so much self-doubt. It was really immense. And I think it's completely okay and actually recommended to verify something in our languages when it doesn't seem right. When we think we hear something or think we understand something one way, absolutely go and verify that thing, just like I did. Sometimes we find out that our understanding is correct, like in this case, and sometimes not. The thing that really gave me pause, though, was my immediate self-doubt. And this isn't the first time something like this has happened. The truth is, mistakes happen. And we all know that we make mistakes, but how difficult is it to realize that others make mistakes in published resources, for example, or when others who speak at a C2 and beyond level make mistakes? How difficult is it for us to realize that those mistakes just happen, that they're normal? I realized lately that I put these things, the published resources and the C2 and beyond advanced speakers, I put them in a separate category where I subconsciously expect perfection, but I don't really realize it until I doubt myself, my knowledge, and my skills. My go-to reaction when coming across a high-level resource mistake is to doubt myself. And we've talked on the show before about all sorts of things that come into play in our language lives, like perfectionism, imposter syndrome, actual language level and abilities. And these are just a few of the many things that affect how we see ourselves and how confident we are along our journeys or in our entire lives. Taking a minute to put this into perspective, my Italian is at or reaching or somewhere in this gray area of an upper intermediate level. I've been studying it for almost 7 years. I lived in the country for 4 years. I read almost exclusively in Italian. I listen to it daily. I have conversations with friends and tutors multiple times a week. For all intents and purposes, I'm competent at Italian, but I'm not confident in some situations, like when I find a mistake in a teaching resource, or even when someone corrects me incorrectly. And this has happened too. Others who've learned the language like me but speak at a much higher level have corrected things that I've said before that I know for sure were correct to begin with. And this isn't to say that they were wrong, but more likely because of regional differences in how people say things or the time frame of when the bulk of the language was acquired. I spent time in Veneto, for example, and they don't always use the textbook words or the same words as those from other regions. I use the words of the people from Veneto because those are my real-life friends with whom I speak. I also lived there during the start of the pandemic in 2020. I was there as the lockdown-related language was coming to life and being used every day. I've been corrected by others with a much higher level of the language than me who didn't live there during that time when talking about these things. And I don't think I was corrected because they thought they knew more or because they were wrong or anything, but because there was a difference in the lockdown-related words used on the news, for example, and the words that were used in everyday life in the area I was living when we talked about it. So even with these lived experiences that I've had of hearing and taking in the language, knowing for sure that I've got the right word because I've heard them from Italians and read them in WhatsApp group from Italians frequently using them, I still question myself when someone else with a higher level of the language corrects me or questions why I use certain words. So the question I just kind of want to throw out there today is, at what point does trusting and believing in our skills become the go-to response? Is there a point when we stop seeing textbooks and learning resources and higher level speakers as the end-all be-all of the language? And I want to be careful here because I definitely don't want to guide anyone into this Dunning-Kruger effect where we do have limited competence, but we overestimate our abilities or have overconfidence. That's not what I'm going for here. But I think there's an area where we can respect and believe the resources, the textbooks and the higher level speakers, but maybe soften that unspoken expectation that they're always right. And if there are discrepancies, that I'm the one who's wrong. Trusting the resources and the sources of the language isn't the same as believing that they are error-free. But I've noticed that for myself, I actually do expect them to be. And that becomes very apparent when I immediately doubt myself when I come across something that doesn't feel right to me. I think we could spend a lot of time digging into why this is. For today, I'm just going to leave some starting points because we'll each experience this in different ways and for different reasons. Like I mentioned already, imposter syndrome could definitely be at play here. General self-doubt too. You know, if we tend to doubt ourselves in most situations, of course we're going to tend to doubt ourselves in our languages. Just being a learner of something also versus being a master of the thing. We're all always learning, even our first languages. We keep learning as adults, but there's this whole idea of the arrival fallacy that says that once we arrive, once we master the thing, then we'll be good. Then we'll be done. Then we'll be, you know, have arrived. But as learners of a language, it's very easy to always view ourselves as learners, but in a demeaning way that far surpasses the point when we really become masters or at least well-educated understanders of a language. Similarly, we tend to hold the quote, masters of the language on a pedestal of greatness where we can't imagine them making any mistakes, when in reality that simply isn't true. Another reason for immediately doubting ourselves is this idea of fluency. If we don't feel fluent in a language, however we each define that term, if we don't feel fluent, then we're less likely to trust ourselves and more likely to trust those who we deem as fluent. And then, of course, there are times when we really don't understand something in a language as well as we thought we did. Or maybe there's an irregularity in the grammar that we haven't yet come across. There are colloquialisms that perhaps we don't hear enough, especially regional differences in language that leave us constantly feeling like we'll just never get it. And lastly, from the reasons I can come up with off the top of my head, is that we've actually been corrected before. Whether or not the correction was legit, being corrected can feel really crappy. It can cause self-doubt, and those feelings can stay with us long after we've begun truly mastering a language. So thinking about these things, identifying what plays into your insecurities and your block to confidence can really help us start building spaces in our language lives in which we become confident. And just this little bit of confidence exposure can really make a difference when we come across something in our languages that doesn't look or sound correct. At a minimum, maybe we can just skip over the step where we doubt ourselves and our abilities and our entire reason for learning the language. Maybe we can just skip that and go right to verifying what we know, turning that doubt into curiosity, and either learning something new or moving forward with a moment of excitement because you were right. You were right, and that is a definite marker of progress in your language. I'm going to keep this short today because I want this episode to be more of a conversation starter or something to get you thinking about those times when you know what you're doing but have a really hard time believing that you do. Having confidence in ourselves is power. And even when we discover that we're wrong or that we simply didn't understand what we thought was an error, confidence can lead us to learning something new. Self-doubt more often leads to more self-doubt. So I want to leave you all today with this idea that textbooks have errors. Resources have errors. Teachers make mistakes. Advanced speakers make mistakes. While they may not be as plentiful as our own mistakes, they do exist. And that's okay. It doesn't mean they aren't incredible resources. It just means they're human. Well, textbooks aren't, but they're human-made, so it counts. If we can take a step to reduce our expectation of perfection from resources and teachers, and simultaneously take a step to believe that we do actually know the things we've learned, then I think we can reach that sweet spot of trusting ourselves and our skills and still verifying things when they just don't seem right. That's where I'll pause for today. I hope this week that you give yourself the consideration you deserve. You're doing a great job. So until next time, ciao.